Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. For a hard-pressed home business startup, there just never seems to be enough cash to go around.
That might tempt you to do too much of your own marketing and not seek out help you need.
This could put your business in dangerous shoal waters as you get lost in marketing, lose the big picture, and your biz runs aground.
Our next guest, Wendy Myroff, says, all stop. That you can market on a shoestring budget and achieve business building results without taking your eye off the ball.
Wendy Myroff is president of WM Medical Communications and has been providing award-winning content and marketing solutions to small businesses through major corporations for 20 plus years.
So greetings, Wendy Myroff. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you, Sherilyn and Richard. How nice to be here.
Thanks for coming on our show.
So where are you connecting in from today?
Well, I'm actually, as I said, a transplanted New Yorker based in the Baltimore area now. So one thing I miss is mass transit, I got to tell you.
So is Baltimore, is that a suburb of New York?
I think it's more of a suburb of D.C. if they don't kill us for saying that.
Yeah, I'm being purposely ignorant. Yeah, so I mean, those are a lot of big areas up there, and definitely a lot of entrepreneurial startup hubs. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Let's dive right in. You're an expert in marketing on a shoestring. Wendy, what does this truly mean?
Okay, I got to tell you, as you mentioned, Richard, I've worked for tiny little businesses to Fortune 500 and the government, and everybody has a shoestring budget. It just differs. You know, if you're Merck or you're the NIH.
All money is scarce.
Yeah. So everybody. So it's just, as you might imagine, it's working on a tight budget. And it's funny because when I've taught face-to-face classes, like I started this with a division of the Small Business Administration back home in New York, and I would stand in front of the group and I'd say, how many people have a cell phone? And this was started 20 years ago. So we take cell phones and computers for granted now, but so I asked how many have a cell phone, and sure enough, every hand went up. And I asked how many of you have a computer, and every hand went up. And then I said, how many of you have put aside marketing dollars or have a budget or are already spending on marketing? And everybody sort of looked at the ceiling or around at each other.
Oh, so it's kind of like a lack of planning up front. People aren't thinking about it.
That's right. And when you're talking personal finance, you know, have you already set aside dollars included to buy your computer and to do any networking and join groups and whatever? Have you put that marketing, as we'll expand upon in a minute, have you put in marketing dollars at all? And most people just stare blankly at
the All right. So now I get it. Nobody ever has enough money. They get started in a business. They don't think about marketing. So they're like pushed into marketing on a shoestring by default.
Yeah. Absolutely. If they even think of it, if they do it little by little. Oh, you mean it's time to take an ad out? Ooh, you mean?
I mean, after they get started, it's going to hit them like a fry pan on the head when you know, they realize, whoa, hey, we got to start generating leads. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this. Wendy, people in small business often say, I can't afford to buy ads. So how can I do marketing? What do you tell them?
Well, first of all, I explain, as wonderful as ads can be, and I do ghostwriting, and I have colleagues who do ghostwriting, and there's a very famous weekly publication. You can take a tiny classified, you don't always have to have a full page in home business or wherever.
No, we like the full pages.
Yeah, it's nice if you can afford it, and then figure that into your budget, in your marketing on a shoestring budget. But beyond actual advertising, people don't understand that marketing and advertising are not the same words. They're not synonyms. Advertising is just one part of marketing. It's everything from getting the proper business card, and I've taught people what makes good business cards. It's amazing how many still have bad-looking ones. You can't write on them. They're too dark, whatever.
I just want to make a quick pitch on that business card. You brought that up. That is, even in the day of online networking marketing, I think that paper business card is even more important than it was 20 years ago.
Yes, I agree with you, and it drives me nuts, especially now with the technology where you can take a snapshot of the card and it files into a certain form, I still have to correct the typing half the time because right. it puts the numbers in a cockeyed way. But still, so it's got to be readable. You've got to be able to put on the back of that card or somewhere, hey, I met Richard Henderson and at the XYZ event and he wants to chat. Okay? Quick note, very simple, but can you write on a glossy sheet?
Right. Or whatever. Yeah.
So it's the business cards. It's the, I just did a nice, what we call a trifold, those three-panel folding brochures, because I've got to be at a conference later this year, this month, and I've got to get it in people's hands. Do you have a flyer, a handout that's going to sit on an exhibit table? If you're a knitter and you're doing one of the yarn shows like we have here, a very famous sheep and wool yarn show, you know, you want something on the table for people to pick up. The when you talk in commercial about someone who does mouse pads or whatever, maybe they've got t-shirts, that's got to be part of your marketing budget, perhaps, depending on your business. And then, of course, there is the website, okay, which we can expand upon. But everybody, it's the 21st century. You must have a website.
So kind of like summarizing some key points here, you can't look at marketing as just one thing, you know.
Right.
In other words, to be able to market on a shoestring, you've got to look at a wide variety of different marketing types, advertising just being one of them. But then, you know, you brought up your promotional products. There's, you know, there's networking. There's all kinds of online advertising you do beyond your website. But to get started on doing it effectively, you have to look at a diversified approach to marketing and then see what you can, you know, turn into a shoestring.
Yeah, and what do you have to put aside? I mean, every quarter I have to review, are there any conferences coming up? Am I going to go cover them? Is someone going to pay for me to cover them? I just finished a phone call this morning. Well, I got to go to a conference. They'll pay for the hotel, but I've got to factor in certain other days. The time I'm taking off from other clients, well, that's got to be factored in here. You know, so you...
I think that kind of emphasized the key point of planning. To be mm-hmm. able to, you know, to effectively shoestring market, you got to hit that planning also. Well, good points. Well, before we go on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Anajet. Start up a fun and profitable decorative printing business with Anajet. Print decorative graphics on t-shirts, aprons, mouse pads, and other promotional products. A booming industry. Anajet provides an easy-to-operate system. Call 855-863-1638 or visit anajet.com/HBM or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Let's focus in a bit more on low-cost marketing. Wendy, what do you believe are some of the best budget-conscious marketing techniques?
Okay, well, I mentioned business cards. I heartily recommend, and it depends. You have to talk to the client, and this is what I do as a marketing advisor besides being the health communications expert. When I talk to a client, what are you doing? How are you getting the word out? What are you selling? You know, are you selling custom-made cakes? Are you doing that kind of knitting? Are you more of a service provider, whether it's starting your first plumbing business or you're an at-home financial planner? I had to do a website a few years back for a certified financial planner. He just couldn't do it himself, even working with templates like GoDaddy, my website's on Wix.com, other people do WordPress, whatever. You've got to get this figured out. So before, that's how you figure out the budget to start, okay?
And so what you're saying then is kind of step back and look at who your potential client base is and then start mm-hmm. adjusting your marketing based on what's the best way to get through to them and to communicate to them.
Right, and what do you have to produce and what's that going to do to your budget? Okay?
Okay. Well, so, okay, yeah, good points. And that ties into that planning that we mentioned earlier. Well, you know, as businesses do go online, I see too many entrepreneurs getting lost in their websites as the focus in their marketing. Wendy, you know, why isn't a website enough?
All right. Well, the first thing is you have to have a good website. And I'm still yapping about this. I started doing websites. My very first was for the American Medical Association. I think it was 91, 93, something like that.
Oh, so you got right in at the start there.
Oh, yes. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now, or actually over 20 years now that I think about it. Oh, my goodness. I'm an old person.
I'm blind.
But anyway. So, you know, the stuff, I just wrote a book. In fact, it's funny I'm on board right now because the book gets published next week. It's an ebook from the Editorial Freelancers Association, and it's Web 1.0, and it's back to the basics. From custom content, we call it now, but it was always custom content. How many links and sublinks do I need? What sort of design? What sort of photos? Nowadays, am I going to put my Twitter piece up there? You know, am I going to get photos from Instagram or whatever? Blogs. So people figure, oh, the first thing is they must have a website, if they even think of that. But then the question, as you asked, is why isn't a website enough? And that's why the EFA's Web 1.0 book, which I think I should mention, is at the-efa.org, or it'll be up on Lulu. So you'll see in the book blog information. You'll see social media information. I saw in Home Office Magazine, you just did an article on blogs and the social media stuff. So you've got to get that figured all out. But then what's driving people to your website?
Well, I just hit a couple of just highlight a point there. Is you're saying you kind of should use your website as a connection point for other things you can tie into your website, particularly social media, and a place that, you know, your clients can link to then.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of LinkedIn Pulse Stories. It really has upgraded my LinkedIn profile. And I have a colleague who's a really high-end clinical writer. And because he has such real specialty, when people have seen him on LinkedIn, like the first 2 weeks or something after he put it up, boom, he got his first client. Now, that's not a guarantee for everybody. A lot of marketing is getting the word out, getting the name around. That doesn't mean you instantaneously pick up new business. That's what people have to understand.
But it starts with getting out there and networking and linking through that website. Another point on the website, maybe I get your feedback on this. My observation is websites have gone from really, really complex, detailed, brochures maybe even 10 years, 5 years ago. But the trend now has been to simplicity. Simplifying the graphics, simplifying the message, and then leading people into more content if they want to see it. What do you think about that simplicity with websites?
I think it's wonderful. I think you're right on the money, because I remember, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago when people were getting excited towards the beginning of the 21st century, and they went into all sorts of things. And I got an email weekly or monthly newsletter from a colleague who's really made nice money writing different things. And he sent out a link to a guy's new website. And everybody's raving, oh, this is wonderful, this is great. And I will tell you honestly, the old rule was you have 10 seconds to capture the viewer's attention.
Oh,
they say it's less than now.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, the first thing you saw on this guy's website was a lion roaring at you. And besides the fact that it scared the you-know-what out of me, mm-hmm. and I would have just clicked right off, I'm trying to figure out, it doesn't tell me his name. I don't know, is he affiliated with a zoo? Is he with the World Wildlife Federation? And it turned out he was some sort of civil attorney, and he had nothing to do with animals. So why is a lion there at all, and that it's scaring the, as I say, you know what, out of me? No, so just because you can do it, when I have taught writing for the web, the first slide I show is, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it.
Good advice. We used to say that in the military a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Yeah.
Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty of getting things done. Wendy, what do you tell someone when they say, why can't I just do this marketing, biz cards, my website, blogging, etc. by myself?
Oh, that's a big question, I got to tell you, because people say, well, you know, I can't put aside any money. And as I said earlier, they'll factor in the money for the computer. Well, don't buy the top of the line computer, get it last year's or whatever. Don't buy the Mac OS 8 or whatever we're up to with our cell phones, buy a 6, you know. So put aside some dollars, first of all, and figure out what you can do yourself. And now you must be an honest individual. Even with the templates, and it's wonderful, you've got website templates, business card templates, trifold templates, everything's up there. Some is just in Word. versus going to the client you just mentioned. And you can tell them what you want on a t-shirt, but that doesn't mean you should be sitting and drawing the design by yourself. Mm-hmm. So you have to find what honestly you can do, number one. Don't assume you can just get it right with a template. And I especially, please folks, understand that writing is a skill.
Right, yeah.
People will admit that they can't do graphics, they can't do programming, they can't do cake making or whatever. But everybody figures, well, I learned ABC in school. How hard could writing be? And there's different, as you know, you guys know, writing, getting the content, as you just said, Richard, getting it simplified and easy to read and easy to click on, and how many links do you really need, and how much verbiage has to go up there, and when you convert it to get into a trifold, or do you need an FAQ sheet to hand around? Is it going into a white paper or a case study? That's getting very heavily done and approved in the technical area. So if you're doing any sort of database, programming, computer mm-hmm. help from a home-based office, and you want to, even a short white paper, one page, two-sided, with quick Q&As. I did that for a major corporation, and they got inundated because people could click on their website and download it if they couldn't get to the webinar.
So a key point you're making here is that, you know, your graphics and your presence captures people, but in the end, they've got to read something. They can't mm-hmm. get their message out of graphics. They've got to read something, and that's where you need to. And that kind of maybe ties into our a final point here. So, you know, leading to this central point, you know, we need marketing help. Wendy, what are some great ways for home business owners to get the marketing help that they need?
Well, it's just like anything else about starting up. It's asking around, finding people who are already you admire. They don't have to be next door because that'll be too much competition. But, you know, if you see them online, when I did my latest website, I looked around at other writers and said, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. So get your ideas in place. And then you start asking around, because even in this day and age, like, I'm sorry, there are certain writing hiring places I don't recommend, because they'll get you the writer for 2 cents a word and it sounds nice, but it's someone learning on your time and mm-hmm. maybe not even learning well. So I look around, like I just had my brochure redone. I know a lovely lady I met at a networking event here in Baltimore, Jennifer Dyer at JD Graphic Design. Jennifer just redid my trifold, and little points that she noticed and I noticed had to be done. I have another lady in a home-based business, Maritza Juris, the balloon mom. She really makes balloons and face painting, everything from birthday parties to she was on a Disney cruise, and it's all in a home office. So you ask around in every Maritza's balloon group, there is an association of some kind. Right. So find the right association, the Council of Science Editors, the Editorial Freelancers Association. These are just a couple.
So kind of find out what your niche is and places you can network within there. But also, I guess, what's important is figure out what you can do, what you're able to do. And, you know, maybe that initial brochure layout or providing the initial content for your website, but then turn it over to the pros to finish it off.
Like on my podcast, my partner who founded Partners in Health and Biz, Gail Dixon. Gail does brilliant audio, and there is a program called Audacity, but I could not finish the editing if Gail hadn't popped in and done a preliminary intro. Hi, this is Wendy Meyerhoff, but you should hear Gail's voice. I mean, she's got the voice. So you want to do a podcast? Then do you need any music in the background? Can you download it for free? Do you need a composer? Mm-hmm. So, you know, ask around and find folks that you admire and hook up. We network wonderfully together. We really do. When something highly clinical has to be written, I know PhDs who can do that. It's not my thing really anymore. I do the business and the lay language side for real people. But that's something the medical writers can't do. So.
As Clint Eastwood used to say, know your limitations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don't try and do everything.
Wendy Meyerhoff, this has been a great discussion on marketing on a shoestring. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
Well, as I say, find the right people. Admit you can't do everything yourself. Factor that into your budget, because if you spend the time building your website or anything else, That's dollars you're not actually bringing in. So those are dollar hours. Figure out your dollar hours. If you want to make 30 bucks an hour and you're going to spend 60 trying to build your website, think of the money you're going to be losing. So
I like that. Good point to end on. Dollar hours. Well, Wendy Meyerhoff, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Well, thank you, Cheryl Lynn and Richard. I really enjoyed this. This has been fun.
It has. To learn more about Wendy Meyerhoff, visit wmmedcomm.com or partnersinhealth.biz or a podcast website for more information.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.